Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Dominique Hudson. And we are live on Blog Talk Radio with Purpose Kingdom Network. This is the dwelling place. This is our 1,398th episode. I'm so happy. I'm so excited. I'm always excited just to be able to bring forth the word of God. We are in the second month of 2021. And I just want to thank God for just allowing us to see this day, see this evening. And just bringing us into a new month, a new year. So we just bless God and thank God for that. And if you are joining us online and you would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. And if you are listening via phone and you would like to speak to me, have any questions, any comments, just press 1. If you're shy, you know what to do. Just text myself, Pastor Toy, Brother Rob, and, you know, they'll get the message to me. But I am just very grateful to just be speaking tonight. Our topic for tonight is reading the word with strength, with power. reading the word with strength. And we are reading our scripture for tonight is Hebrews 4:12. And before we get into our scripture for tonight, I just want to say that this was not the sermon that was on my heart that I've been studying. But God is very, like, God will, whatever God says goes, we have to do his will. We have to be led by his spirit. Amen. And it wasn't until like this, so I've been working on a sermon for the past like 2 weeks, and then over the weekend, this has come up, but I still didn't think it was for tonight, so I was still working on the show that I thought would be playing for tonight, and still like the spirit was still leading me to work on this topic of reading the word with strength, and I wasn't going to do it tonight just until last night. And God is very amazing. His spirit is very powerful. He is powerful. And he speaks to us in many different ways. And one of the ways that he speaks to us and through us is through other people. So just last night, I was laying in my bed. I was knocked out to sleep. and around like 10:30, 11, I get a call, and my volume was up because my volume is usually on vibe, and if it's on that, you, once I'm out, that's it, I miss your call. But it was up, the volume was up, and I heard the phone, and I answered my phone, and it's my sister on the other end, and I'm still a little confused, not waking up, understanding like that I'm actually on the phone. So I answer, and she's like, "You're asleep?" I'm like, I look at the phone, look at the time. I said, "Yes," in a very sleepy, tired voice, you know. I said, you know, I let her know that I am asleep. And she was like, I was going to come over. And I'm just like, I'm quiet. She's like, "Well, I'm close. I'm around the corner." And I'm just like, "Okay, you can come." You know, I can't turn her away. She's like around the corner. It's not like she's all in her home and just want to come by. She was already, I let her in, and she just told me she just needed a break. She left the teenagers in the house. She needed to get away from them. And, you know, we were just sitting, talking. You know, we were just sitting, talking, just made her something to eat. And I still, like, my whole plan was just to, I thought she just needed a break and just wanted some peace and quiet. And I was just going to fall back asleep, and she was going to lock the door when she left. But we just started talking. And what I came across from reading the word with strength and coming up with this, knowing that God has led this word to be tonight, was the message that was given to her, me studying on Saturday, the word was actually for her, and it was from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 15, and it just spoke about the veil being over people's eyes. And we spoke about the veil last year, in the beginning of last year, and it was just the veil being removed from the people's eyes. And I remember having revelation about myself and reading Moses, and before I've known God, that it was a veil over my eyes, over my heart, that it was so hard to understand the book of Moses, the books of Moses. And I said that to her last night, and she began to like get very emotional, because she said, every time I read the book, I just fall asleep. I get very tired. It don't matter what time of the day it is. So I just bless God for the word that will be going forward tonight. Because when I came across that word over the weekend, the scripture, the spirit was just telling me that this should be shared with other people. So not only was it a revelation last year, it was a revelation this year that not only should the veil be removed from my eyes, but now we have to teach others to remove that veil from their eyes. So I just praise God and I thank God. And I pray that, you know, wherever you are, just because we're talking about and speaking about reading the word, and I know it may be a challenge for not just myself, but other people. So just build yourself up, make your place comfortable, not too comfortable where you would sleep, but just sit up. If you can sit up, if you usually listen to it in bed and fall asleep, just kind of sit up and take notes on everything that we do. And as I always say, go back and read the word for yourself, because God will give you a deeper revelation, and we're supposed to meditate and read the word day and night. So I just wanted to give, you know, I like to tell some stories, and I just wanted to give some background about reading the word. And we have the word, the scripture for tonight is from Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. And if you would turn to the Bible with me, and it says, I'm reading from the King James Version, and it says, for the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Amen. So for the word of God is quick, it is powerful, and it is sharper than any two-edged sword. And I wanted to open this up. It's so many scriptures that we could have used for reading the word with strength and in power. But I want us to know that we should, when we're reading the word is very powerful, and it equips us and it strengthens us. And it's saying that it pierced our soul and it touched our heart. So that's what we want to be feeling when we're reading the word. And even if we don't feel that, just keep seeking after God. Amen. Just keep seeking and seeking after God. So reading the word with power and strength, and I am going to do my best to slowly, I'm not going to go fast, but we're going to slowly work our way through reading the Bible. And this is different from any other night that I'm on. This will be more so like a teaching. So make sure you have that notebook, notepad, iPad, whatever it is you take notes, even the memo in your phone. You have, you know, like an iPhone or something. Even Androids have the memo section. So just take some notes and just take the notes and also practice this. So, you know, the word, it's good for us to read the word, and this is the dwelling place, and the dwelling place is the foundation is strengthening our relationship with God. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty, right? So us just dwelling in God, and we spoke of ways that we dwell in God and we get to know God. And one of those ways, some of those ways is praying. It's worshiping God through music. Amen. Worshiping God through just our just singing hymns, psalms, you know. Another is just aside from praying and worshiping, it's just also fellowshipping. And it may be even something that we're watching that is influenced by the word of God, you know, that will inspire us and encourage us to spend time with God. And another way is definitely reading his word. And the crazy thing about it, as much as we talk about here on the Dwelling Place, as much as we talk about building a relationship, I don't think I've ever, you know, spoken on reading the word with strength and power. I love reading the word. And I wouldn't say, like, I love reading the word, and it's amazing just reading the word of God. But it's not all the time that I want to read the word of God, because, you know, just like other people, I want to watch TV, I want to binge on Netflix. But once I am in the word, it is something that I cannot, you know, take my eyes off. It's not like I fall asleep with the Bible next to me, especially when it's something that's really laid on my heart, laid in my spirit to do. And I was just speaking to Pastor Toy before this, and that she's going through the same thing right there, where she can't take her eyes, can't take her hands off the word of God. And that's a beautiful thing. And I want all of us to be reading that word, be at that point where we can read the word with power, with strength, where we're not falling asleep, where it's not boring to us. And especially those of us who may be new in our faith, who may be believers. And when we read the Bible, we read in the beginning, especially in the beginning, when it says that he begot who, just going down the genealogy of in the Bible, that can be really tiring. And so what I want us to do is not read the Bible from the revelation that I got from 2 Corinthians is for us not to start the Bible from the beginning, especially those who are new believers, right? We don't want to start from the beginning because it can probably discourage us with all of the names and just trying to read as it is a story, but the story of God is not like any ordinary story, amen? This is a big book. So the Old Testament and the New Testament, I want us to understand the Old and the New Testament, they are not to be separated, amen? They are not to be separated, but they are to complement one another. And us reading the Word of God and being equipped with the Word of God is so we will not be manipulated by others, so we will not be influenced with negative thoughts or negative action, with sin, with anger, whatever that may be. So we're not easily swayed from religion to religion. So our faith is not compromised when when different circumstances arise within our life. Amen. So as we're reading the word of God, we want to start from the gospel. And I say that, and of course, this is not a fact, right? This is my opinion and why I'm saying that we should start from the New Testament and the revelation that I got from reading 2 Corinthians 3:15. And as I said, it is not to deny the Old Testament at all. This complements one another. Amen. They complement one another. And when I say read the New Testament first and start with the Gospels, I say this with which are Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And I say that because the veil is over the eyes of those who do not know Christ. And if you don't know Christ and you're just getting to know Christ, it would be very hard for you to understand the books of Moses. And I say that to say, Jesus, the Gospels tell of Jesus coming. I'm sorry, tell of the life of Jesus. And the Bible tells us the only way for us to get to know God is. So the Old Testament speaks a lot about God, although Jesus is in the beginning. Those who understand, you know, Jesus in the beginning, when God is speaking life into the earth, into the heavens, into this world, Jesus is in the beginning. But in the New Testament, we get into his works, and he was born, he died, he was born, he did great works, and then he died, he was crucified, died, defeated death, rose on the third day, sent the Holy Spirit. Amen. And once we get to know Jesus, we get to understand God and get to God. Amen. So 2 Corinthians says, and starting from the 15th verse, it says, but even to this day, when Moses is read, a veil lies on their heart. Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Amen. So as I said, the veil is over the eyes of those who have not known Jesus Christ. And this is why I say it's important for us to start from the Gospels in the New Testament. Amen. Let us start from the Gospels in the New Testament. Amen. And us starting in the Gospels in the New Testament is for us to really get to know who Jesus is. The only way to the Father is through the Son. Amen. 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 And with everything, so we want to start from reading the Gospels. We don't want to start from the beginning, but let me tell you this, how I said everything, the New Testament complements the Old Testament. I will encourage you to read a Bible that has that have reference scriptures that will take you back throughout the Bible and take you to the Old Testament, take you to the New Testament, back scriptures that back up scriptures. This is why I say some people who don't know God, one of the things when I said, so you won't be easily swayed or manipulated. When I was coming into Christ, when I just knew of him and I didn't know him, and I wasn't reading the word for myself, and I didn't understand when I read the word, people would say things like the Bible is contradicting, and they will pull up, they will say all these scriptures and how the Old Testament, the New Testament contradicts the Old Testament, things like that. And I would be easily swayed and just be like waver my faith, and I would think about, well, is Jesus really real and things like that? Am I really following the right religion? Am I really practicing the right religion? And when you don't read, you're easily swayed. Amen. So it's important for us to read so we're not manipulated or easily swayed. When you're reading the Bible, get a Bible that takes you back, that reference, so you can get a deeper understanding of that scripture. Amen. Amen. If you are just joining us, I'm your host, Dominique Hudson, and we are live on Blog Talk Radio. If you're listening online and would like to call in, please dial 319-527-6091. Once again, 319-527-6091. If you are listening via phone, you called in via phone, press 1. I'm here. Have any questions, send me a text. You can call in whatever way works for you. And we're just talking about reading the word with strength, with power. We know that the word is very powerful. It pierces our souls. It brings life to us. Amen. It is revealing. It brings discernment. And that's what the word does to us. And sometimes we can be weakened in our spirit. Sometimes a veil can be over us where we won't understand the word, where it can hinder us from progressing in our spirit life, in our spiritual life with God, and we may fall asleep. We may be distracted with things, but I want us to be really encouraged to read the word of God, knowing that this is another way that we fellowship with God, another way that we communicate with God, another way that he speaks to us. It's not just in prayer. Amen. This is another way he speaks to us. This is another way we spend time with him, that we're dwelling in his presence. Amen. So we want to make sure we're just spending time with him. Make sure we're reading his word. The word, it says for us to meditate day and night. Amen. So number one, we want to make sure we're not reading the Bible. We want to start from the New Testament, reading the Gospels. Amen. And also, whatever book you're comfortable with, and people may know you need to read from King James. I'm reading from King James because that's the most comfortable book for me. And I will go back and forth between the King James and the NIV Bible. And it's okay. You're not any less Christian. You're not dumb. Don't let anyone belittle you or let the devil play on your mind that you're not equipped if you're reading a different version, an easier version of the Bible. It's to help your understanding. And as time goes on, you will become more and more equipped. This is day and night. You're meditating on the word of God day and night, and you're practicing it. Amen. So whatever helps you. Amen. So we want to also just make sure we're praying before we read. I think it's important for us to be spirit led. It says that now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. There is freedom in the word of God. Amen. And we should pray in the Spirit so that we would get revelation from God, so that we won't just read the word for our own understanding, like lean on our own understanding. Amen. This word is not for us to manipulate anybody, not for us to justify our sin. And a most common, misuse of the word is just us drinking, like just some people saying that Jesus drank wine, we should be able to drink wine, all that stuff that is manipulation and justification for some people. Amen. We want to read the word and make sure that it's spirit-led. Make sure we're getting revelation from the word. So pray before we're reading. We want to pray before we're reading, before we do anything. Amen. Philippians 4:6 tells us not to be anxious in anything and nothing, but to pray in everything. So we're praying before we read the word. We're praying while we're reading the word and even after. Amen. So just pray, like, Lord, what do you want me to get out of this? What are you speaking to me? What are you saying to me? What do you want me to do with this word? Amen. And next is just to take your time and really understand the word. Amen. Just really take your time. Don't try to say, there's a lot of people that want to read the Bible in a year. I have actually never read the full Bible. But I'll tell you that when I say if you read one verse, it will take you throughout the Bible. That's what I'm saying. It's so important to get a Bible that cross-reference. Because one verse will take you from, Genesis to Exodus to Isaiah. It will take you all over. And then you will have many like the aha moment, if anyone can relate to that. So it's important that we just take our time with reading the Bible. It shouldn't be a race. We shouldn't be competing with anybody. Like, oh, I read that Bible in one day. I read the Bible in 1 year. I read the Bible in 3 months. We shouldn't be boastful in that way. But we should take our time in reading the Bible. And our main most important thing, rather than finishing reading the Bible from beginning to end, is that we understand the word of God. Amen. Because if we're reading the Bible because it's a race, we're trying to be better than anyone. Oh, yeah, I read the Bible from beginning to end. But yeah, you have. But what does it mean? What can you teach me? What have you learned from it? It's in vain if you learn nothing. It's in vain if you don't understand the word. Amen. The late Dr. Miles Monroe, he said that we shouldn't just be quoting scriptures, you know, but we should rather live them out. We want to be living these scriptures out because it's always someone before you speak. People are watching. Your actions speak for itself, the type of person you are. There's so many Christians out here or that profess with their mouth that they are Christian, but their life is very contradicting to what they say. Amen. Those are the people who are just reading the word. They're reading the word, but they're not understanding it. They're not reading with understanding, and they're not being practical in what they read. So we want to read the word and live it out. We don't want to just read just to be reading, but we don't want to just memorize those things. Many people can memorize the Bible. That's what the Pharisees did. Amen. The Pharisees read the scriptures, but they were very hypocritical. Amen. Because they did not let that scripture rest on their heart. They were not practical in living out the scriptures. We don't want to be the Pharisees. We don't want to be like them. They turned many people away from getting to know God. It says that we are light. We are light. And people are supposed to see the light and want to serve our God because of the light. You ever meet somebody who is just like, they love God so much, and it's just like, wow, like, I want to go home and praise God. Even like, I want to be like that. Not that you idolize them, but you want to be able, you want when you walk out that the light that God has shown in you, like it was in that person that you have seen the light in. Amen. So we want to live out the word of God. And how we live out the word of God is simply by just having that word on our heart, meditating on the word day and night, which is in Psalm 1:2. It says that we meditate in the morning, we meditate at night. And even if we can get it in at midday, I know we're busy midday, especially with this virtual life that we're doing. We got work, children's schoolwork, appointments, reading the word, school, different things that we're doing. But if you can get it in the midday, it will be lovely. We're just remembering what you read in the morning, remembering what you read the previous night, and just soaking that in the midday. Amen. And meditate on your heart, because when you meditate the word on your heart, it is not just in your head where you're memorizing the word. It's not just in your head where you're just quoting these scriptures without understanding, without meaning. They're not just going out in vain. Amen. You put it on your heart where you have meditated. You have thought about it. You're seeking God and understanding. You're seeking that knowledge, wisdom, and understanding that God wants us to have. When you meditate on the word, when it is resting in your heart, when it is dwelling on your heart. Amen. That's what happens when you dwell in God's presence, that the word becomes to dwell in you. Amen. And is rested on your heart, because in Psalms, it tells us that everything we do, we should guard our heart, because everything we do, it flows from it. If something is in your heart, something that is rested on your heart, you're going to do it. So when people love, everything is shown, even in their cooking. You ever had a good home cooked meal and it is like you taste like, oh, this was made with love. This ain't just no regular meal. This meal was made with love. We want to know that everything that we're saying is coming from our heart, that we mean it, that we're living it. Amen. And so we meditated, we write it on our heart. David said in Psalm 119, that we are to write the word. It said, I have hidden your word in my heart that I might not sin against you. Amen. So it is, as our scripture for tonight said, it is very powerful. The word is very powerful. And when we rest it on our heart, the word on our heart, when we read the word, we rest it on, we meditate, then we rest it on our heart and it begins to manifest in us and we become, we begin to do the things. We're being renewed. This is how we be renewed. Amen. We're being renewed by the word. We're acting out what we believe, what we have placed in our heart. We begin to act it out. That even when we try to commit, when we're faced up against sin, amen, it deters us from even committing sin because we know in our heart that this is not right. Amen. I don't know about you, but I definitely want to continue to have the word on my heart. You know, even when it comes to us being angry, sometimes we can get really angry, but we'll remember what's placed on our heart. Say that we can be angry, but we should not sin. Amen. We're taken back like, Lord, Lord, help me get through. You know, this happens often for myself, especially in my professional life. It happens often where I'm just like, Lord, get me together. Get me together. I should listen. You said be angry, but sin not. Amen. So just reading the word with strength and with power. We know that when we're new believers, let us not start from the beginning. Let us not say we have to read from the end. Let this not be a race where we're racing, competing against someone else. Competing against another, our brothers in Christ. Let us not compete, but let us seek the word, seek God with wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let us seek after Jesus Christ, because when we're seeking after Jesus Christ, we will find God. Amen. We will find God in every place, in almost everything. Take your time. Pray about everything that you do. And that means praying before you read the word. That means setting up, not only just praying, even prep the area that you are in. Just like you will prep food, you want to set the mood. Listen, Friday nights, they're my movie nights. I'm not doing schoolwork. I'm not really working on a topic unless the Spirit calls me. I'm just chilling. I'm not answering their phone. I'm not replying to a text message. After work is done, like around 6, I get up. I get my snacks together. I prep for movie night, and I love it. Listen, I get my blanket. I get my best sweatpants, and I am in the mood for movie night, and I'm prepping. What type of, do I want to watch? Action, you know? What type of movie night am I in the mood for? I'm prepping for that. Amen. Amen. So that's how we want to prep when we're coming in the presence of God. Because God, oh, He is high and mighty. Amen. He is merciful. He is wonderful. And coming in His presence. Amen. We need to prepare ourselves and prepare our hearts. And we know, if we know that we always get sleepy, let's keep the lights up. Don't dim them. Do it at the kitchen table rather than in your bedroom or in the living room where the TV is, where you may be tempted to turn on the TV and try to read the word. We don't want to be distracted, but this word is powerful. And I'm telling you, another thing that helps me is to really know that these are not just stories. Amen. In the Bible, these are not just stories. We get strength from just knowing that these were real people, knowing that they had life experiences just as we had, that they're not removed. You know, we're not so removed from them. 2020 may seem like a story that could have been in the Bible. Amen. And how so many people had these stories of overcoming. That is just like the Bible. These are real life people that had different situations that they had to overcome, but they trusted in the Lord. That was the main comment, having faith, trusting in the Lord. So reading the word gives us strength, knowing that David, that God favored David, knowing that David, because he had called out to God, that strengthens me. Y'all know, I tell you all the time, Psalms is my favorite book, and not just for the poetic pieces, but the fact that David didn't give up. And I don't know about y'all, sometimes if I commit sin, I'm in sin, I may feel so ashamed that I can't even go and pray. But David didn't care. That strengthens me. I don't know about you, but that strengthens me. Like if David went to God and seeking after God, so can I. And that strengthens me. The word of David, the cries of David is still felt centuries later. Amen. Just seeing different stories. Amen. Just women, the strength of a woman in these stories. Amen. Esther. Amen. Queen Esther. Rachel, a barren woman. Even the story of just Jesus and how he was born. Mary, you know. Just those stories just encourage me to keep reading the word. Those stories, how the disciples, some of them were incarcerated because they were speaking the word of God. And it's like, wow, I want to have fire faith like that. I want to be on fire for God like that. I want to read his word. I want to study his word. I want to teach. I want to preach. I want to live his word just like that, knowing that it doesn't even matter who come and try to take my life, put me away because I'm saying the word and I'm speaking the word. I want to have crazy faith like that. That is what I mean by reading the word and being encouraged. That it is not a race. Go scripture by scripture. And when you're going scripture by scripture, I want you to really break these things down. Scripture by scripture. Let's take it back to elementary school. Everything that we have learned in kindergarten, it teaches us, it prepares us for it. We learn manners and all that thing, all those things in kindergarten. So we don't just throw those things away. They still come into our adult life, what we have learned in our childhood. And I say that because in our childhood life, when you think about grade school and how they teach you how to read, and it's just context clues, reading context, the before and after a sentence. So when we're reading a verse, we want to make sure we understand what we're reading. We want to get background information. So when I'm reading a scripture, I'll start off with that scripture. Then I'll go the verse before. I'll go the verse after. I'll read the whole chapter. Then I will say, this book, what is this book about? Where is this book placed? What's the location? What's the time? What's the era like? Amen? Because when you read those things, you'll begin to understand. Because before I even read the Bible, one of the things that I did not know, and I probably just found this out. Y'all don't laugh at me. But the yolk, I'm thinking like an egg yolk. I'm not thinking the yolk over a donkey, amen, that keeps a donkey in place, amen. I'm thinking of an egg yolk. Equally yoke, and that never made sense to me. So when we read these words, we got to remember that it's translated. These are translated from one language to another. So we have to understand and get to the root. If it was in the Hebrew, you understand what I'm saying? All that, we have to get to the root word and the meaning of that. So these are, take your time, you know, just take notes, take your time with studying the words. And the more you study, the more you practice, the better you will become at it. Amen. That's why the word says meditate day and night. Day and night. You meditate on something day and night, you're going to get more and more understanding. Think about why God has led you to this scripture. What does it mean to your life? And what are you supposed to be saying to others? And how can I live out this scripture in my everyday life? Amen. 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 This is my favorite part. And I absolutely love this part of the call of salvation, just drawing lost souls to the knowledge and understanding of Jesus Christ. And I say that because I'll never forget the day that I have found Christ and I have surrendered to him. And it don't have to be nothing, any, like, you don't have to wait until you're clean. No. Who cleans themselves up before they take a bath? Amen. Before they take a shower. God says, come as you are. Come with your sins. Come with your broken heart. Come with it. Just become willing and ready to receive. Amen. So if this is you, you've been, like, I've been trying to get to know God. I've been hearing about him. I really want to know who Jesus Christ is. Because I just keep seeking after God. But it's something that is truly missing. I'm missing Jesus Christ. That's who you're missing. You're missing Jesus Christ. So come as you are, and all you have to do is just surrender. Come with an open heart. Just repent of every sin that you have ever committed, even the sins that you don't even remember. Come and confess those sins, and to repent is to turn from those ways and to say you won't go back. Knowing that you have been forgiven by God, that Jesus Christ has died on the cross for you, even if you feel like you're not worthy, Jesus Christ has come for you. Amen. And if you believe that, if you trust that, if you know that he is your Lord and personal Savior, that he's the only one who can save you, then you are saved. All you have to do is just get in a Bible-believing church. And I say it doesn't stop here. Just begin to seek after God, as I said, in the reading, in the praying, in the just fellowshipping with like-minded people. Amen. Stay encouraged. Stay in the Word of God so that you will be strengthened day in and day out. Amen. So welcome, and I just praise God for you. The angels are rejoicing for anyone who has given their life to Christ. Amen. I would like to bring Pastor Toy on, or Brother Rob, for any announcements that we may have.
Yes, real quick, we'll go ahead and do the announcements. But before I do the announcements, I just want everybody to know that that's my daughter, and I'm proud of you, and I thank you for the word that was brought forth tonight, and I really enjoyed it. And just for anybody, like you said, that if you, you know, you turn your life over to Christ, you find a Bible-believing teaching, preaching sanctuary, and you can nurture yourself in the Word of Christ. And if you can't find it, that's why we're here at Purpose Kingdom Network almost each and every night that we can broadcast. And we just hope that, you know, eventually you'll find one. And we know that we are doing virtual churches mostly, and some, you know, some places, physical churches that practice the safe approach of where we avoid, you know, contacting the COVID-19 and this COVID-19 era. And also just to let you be aware that anybody that, you know, that is writing down any kind of dates or anything, I hope and I really hope that you're not writing down 2020 as a mistake, because 2020 is really truly a year of we wanted to forget that. But moving right along, you know, if you want to contact us here at Purpose Kingdom Network, you can contact us here at purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, where you can send your comments, questions, concerns. You can simply send a prayer request, or you can just simply let us know that you just appreciate and like our program and say hello, and we gladly appreciate that. We're also on Instagram and Twitter at purpose_kingdom. And if, you know, if you will, we'd like to invite you to like us on Facebook at Purpose Kingdom, where you can see our upcoming shows and advertisements. Upcoming shows and advertisements, you know, anytime you want to hear any of our past or previous broadcasts, you know, www.blogtalkradio.com/purposekingdom. You can just simply type in the host name or the show name. You can hear that show in its entirety and at your convenience. And we greatly appreciate those that share with their friends and family members. And tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour, we will be hosting Reverend Arthur Burgess III for the Healing Hour. And once again, with God's will, God bless, and we hope you join us tomorrow evening at the 9 p.m. hour for the Healing Hour hosted by Reverend Arthur Burgess III. And we thank you so much for those that support us, no matter where you are in the world. We just thank you so much for just listening to us and sharing with your friends and family members here at Purpose Kingdom Network that is broadcasted on blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. We thank you so much, and we hope with the grace of God that you'll be able to continue to listen to us and enjoy our broadcast. Being said, I'm going to hand the show back over to Minister Dominique. And Minister Dominique, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dad. I'm just laughing because I think I just stopped writing 2020 probably like last week. I just kept. It's a little hard when you're transitioning into the new year. Even saying 2021 is kind of like a tongue twister. I never said a year so much, but 2020 was a year that I said a lot between 2020 and COVID-19. That was consistently in my vocabulary. All right. So yeah. So seeking, as we're speaking about just reading the word with strength and with power, these are some tools just to help us get started and be encouraged to read the word with strength and with power. And those who are new in their faith, those who are already, have many years in their faith, it doesn't matter. These tools can be used. It can be included whatever way that you have your tools. Amen. But I just bless God for this, for him just bringing forth this word for us to just strengthen ourselves in reading the word of God. And I know it's not even easy to just when you really want to do something else. Like I'm telling you, most of the time, I really don't want to read the Bible, but it just will have to be God's voice, like the Spirit just pulling me. But once I open up that Bible, it's just like I can't put it down. I cannot put it down. It's next to me. I'm falling asleep with it. I'm just walking all over the place with this Bible. So I just really want us to be encouraged to read the word, because as I said, it's one of the ways that God speaks to us and give us revelations and answers to some of the prayers, some of our next steps that we have to do. We do have a caller, and I would like to bring the caller on.
Hello. Hi, Dominique. How you doing?
This is
Michelle Hines.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself? I just wanted to I'm really inspired by the word. I started tearing up a little bit. I started getting a little emotional. I noticed since I'm new in Christ, like I'm just getting so, I done became a little crybaby. Before I used to be so, now I'm just so, like just so emotional now. But, I know that's just me getting my strength building up. And, I just want to send some encouraging words to you that, I love everything that you do. You just phenomenal. You just a phenomenal young woman. And, you an inspiration to me, and I'm some years older than you, and you just like an inspiration to me, help me to keep growing, because I laughed at your dad, if I had to laugh when he said, don't, 2020 is going, so don't accidentally write that. And I noticed, like, years ago when a new year would come in, I would put the old year. This year I did not make that mistake.
I have not
made that mistake yet. I've been putting 2021 on everything. So
wow.
While he was speaking about that, I was just burst out laughing. And then it sent me back because I had ordered some pajamas. And they didn't come until December the 31st. So
wow.
I got a shirt that say 2020. Now, I keep the pants, but I'm shredding that shirt up. The shirt got to go. So I keep
some
the Christmas pants.
Some people are saying that 2020 is a curse word now.
I keep the pants, but the shirt got to go.
I was debating.
I was like, should I wear these pajamas? I'm like, you know what? It's the end of the year. I'm going to wear them, but this is it. But I just wanted to let you know, I'm just loving the word. And I do fall asleep, but it's not because I be sleepy because I have a hard time sleeping. It's because from the revival was it's no words to describe the revival. It was the bomb.com.
It was amazing.
It gets better and better every year.
And I think when I do
fall asleep, it's not because of boredom, because the word is sinking into me so good. Like, this is what puts me to sleep. This is my my medicine. Because I have a hard time sleeping. So, you know, I just want to say thank you to all of you guys. And, you know, you just keep striving and just keep doing your thing. Phenomenal woman of God.
Thank you. You have a good night. Thank you all for always listening.
You too. Thank you.
Right. Nope, you're welcome. I always decide, this is for anybody, like, it's okay to cry, because I feel like I always cry, and I don't think when the presence of God is reading his word and you get some type of, the presence of God is just very overwhelming, and I always say that. And it's why when you read the Bible, and some people in the Bible will say they were very fearful of God and they hid and things like that, because it's so powerful, it's so overwhelming, it's so beautiful. We do have another caller, and I would like to bring that other caller on.
Praise the Lord, darling. I just want to thank God for the word tonight. I want to thank God that he delivered the word for you, you know, because a lot of us believe that we raise our children to trust and believe in Christ, and that we know so much more than our children. You know, like I was just explaining to your dad tonight, we're babes in Christ. You know, sometimes we may think that we know so much, and here it is, we don't know as much as we think, you know, and I'm like, not with the situation with like you were saying, don't be in competition with anybody, you know, but how can a mother be in competition with her daughter? But I'm just saying this to you, is that I really learned something tonight through your words, you know, and that was one of my main things, is actually like reading the Bible. And, you know, your dad could tell you, I lay down in the bed with the Bible, my pencil, my pen, my light on, my top of my head, studying. And next thing you know, I'm waking up, it's the next morning. You know, oh, Lord, what did I do wrong? What did I didn't get, you know? But I really learned tonight that, you know, the meditation and on the word, and meditating and keeping that word in you, you know. And I just want to thank God for you, because as Sister Michelle just said, you're a phenomenal woman, you know. And I just want to thank God for you, you know, because a lot of things, you know, I thought I knew, I really didn't know. And like I told you before, you know, you encouraged me and with so much, you know, and I just want to thank God that you became this person, this person that you are today, this woman of God, this phenomenal woman of God, you know. And I just want to thank God, because right now, instead of me being your teacher, you're my teacher, you know, because I am really learning more and more, and I'm going deeper, you know. And I, like I just explained to your dad, is that we've been in Christ for a long time, but right now I'm a babe in Christ. I just want you to know that, and I greatly appreciate you, and greatly appreciate your deliverance and how you deliver this word, you know. And I just want to thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Dominic.
Praise God. Oh, I just want to thank God. God is amazing. And I always say that because I am probably the female Moses who really would rather be behind the scenes. And I just praise God for just equipping me. And I still, as I said, I haven't read everything in the Bible. And I'm still learning. And that's what I want all of us to just continue to do, just continue to learn and not be in competition with one another and be. Keep our tongue. My mom always say that, you know, she always asks the Lord to keep a bridle over her tongue, a guard, you know, over her mouth, so she's mindful of the things that she says. And that's how I want to be, just mindful of the things that I say, that when I am delivering the word, when we are delivering the word to people to encourage them and to, you know, bring them into understanding, into knowledge, maybe a sin that they're doing. To do it in a way where it will help them rather than turn them away. So I just thank God for him just leading my life and just bringing forth these words and just showing me the way. And I'm not the only one that he brings revelation to. It's many of us, you know, to them who believe, he will give them power to become sons of God. Amen. And I just want all of us to read that word, to be strengthened in that word, so that we will be built up and that we will have the power to go out into this world and to just take over this world in the most righteous way, take over this world in every area that we are, in politics, in the healthcare system, in the mental healthcare system, in every system, and building and strengthening the families and the children of God. Let us just go out and use the words that God, use the tools that God has given us to just strengthen this world. Let us just be an example of God. When God said that he will prepare a table before us in the presence of our enemies, let us do that on one accord. If 2020, although it was such a crazy year, it has taught us to really put our trust in God. I have seen so many of us as Christians come together and be on one accord. So let us keep reading the word, being strengthened in the word, so that we will strengthen others. So I bless God. And with that being said, like I have, and when you're reading the word, always have a book, a notebook on the side, taking notes. So that not only that when you go back, you can remember what was laid on your heart, the revelation that you had, the questions that you had. So you can always go back to that. So I have two notebooks. If the first people that I don't have, Dad, can you text me Purpose Kingdom's email? The first two people that will email me, just their name and address, just say notebook, and I will just mail it out to you. So the first two people to send me an email to Purpose Kingdom Network, I will mail this out to you. So when you send the email, send your name and your home address. I have two notebooks. So the two first people, Dad, if you can text me Purpose Kingdom Network email address. And I think, like, I have so many notebooks. So when we're studying the Word of God, we want to make sure we're writing these things down. And that's another part of meditating on the Word of God. Amen. So one moment, we're getting Purpose Kingdom Network's email. I probably should have this down tech, But I haven't sat in it so long. But I do have two notebooks, and I do want to give those away to help anyone that maybe that wanna boost up their service in God, wanna encourage you in your walk with Christ, and we all should be doing that. Like, I was just very encouraged by Sister Michelle, by my mother, by my dad's word. Pastor Toy is always just encouraging me. So I'm just very encouraged. And as I said, God speaks in many different ways, and he speaks through his people to his people. Amen. And I was spoken to tonight. Amen. Through the listeners, through my family. Amen. So Purpose Kingdom Network, if you can, it will be purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. So purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. Once again, purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. The first two people to email purposekingdomnet@gmail.com will receive a notebook. Just send your name and your home address, okay? So once again, purposekingdomnet@gmail.com, purposekingdomnet@gmail.com. So I just want to bless God for you all. I pray that you are safe. Those who are in Philly or have snow anywhere around them, crazy weather, just be safe out driving. And until next time, deuces.
Jesus bless.
He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose.
Devil wanna see me down, I will not lose.